Elishua, Chelek Aleph, Kuf, Ayin, Tes. The sixth chapter, Higano Eliyaseid Ho'esh. We've reached the foundation of a fire. Hana'ala Shebarbas HaYisodos, the most exalted, the most subtle, ethereal of the four Yisodos that we've discussed. First was Afar, then was Maim, in the previous session, Ruach, and now Eish. Eish Tenu'asah Lemala. It's characterized by an upward motion. That's in the physical manifestation. Symbolically, Ba'adam mispareshes tunazo oy ke salus beruchanius, oy ke geus vegeus ruach. So in a human being, this upward motion can manifest itself either as a spiritual growth, a person is constantly attempting to go higher, or as arrogance. Kan oleinu lisamek be'inyan geus ruach. So in this chapter, we'll elaborate on the concept of arrogance. The Gemara in Seta, which is the main sugya in this context, Daf Hei. Azhara legasei ruach minayin. Where is the prohibition in the Torah against arrogance? V'chulei, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak omar mehacha, the pasuk that says, V'ram levavcha, your heart will become haughty v'shachachta, and you'll forget Hashem. A different pasuk tells us, Hisham elecha ben tishkach es Hashem lekecha. You are forbidden to forget Hashem, your God. So it's a two-step process. Gava leads to forgetfulness of Hashem, and that is itself forbidden. Rashi says, Azhara shereiga suach, where's the prohibition in the Torah not to be arrogant? Veram levavecha, alma migoiva lev balidei shicha. That's what the pasuk indicates to us, that from goiva lev, from a sense of arrogance, one comes to forgetting. Shishachech es boir oy. Person forgets his creator. Over shicha muzhar. And when it comes to that, there's a prohibition. Hisham elecha metishkach. We are forbidden to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the author, Echilok, Zechiras haborei tomid hi ma'ala umadaga gdola. To constantly remember Hashem, that's a very high accomplishment. That idea of walking and without cessation, constantly remembering Hashem, that's a level. That's already a very high accomplishment. Aval ha'achana ha'nafshis la'zechira. However, the spiritual prerequisite or the psychological prerequisite to do that, that's an obligation incumbent on everyone. That's not something that we reserve only for great people. When that prerequisite is missing, a person is over on a love. What is that preparation that we're speaking about? Not to be arrogant. That is incumbent upon everyone. To say it in different words, Im higanu lizchiras Hashem befalulei. Whether in practice we reach the level of remembering Hashem constantly, zet talui b'madagasen. It depends on where we are. Hopefully we'll reach that. Aval hachanap nimis lizkor seburi. But the preparation within ourselves to get there, to remember the Creator, muchrachas shetibano. That's imperative. Itzuv ha'oifi ukvias ha'anhaga megamachas lein. Molding one's personality and determining one's conduct. They have one objective, to make us close to this idea of being able to constantly remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oy, b'hagdara shlilis, to put it in a negative definition, bal tigurimna tichunei senu leshicha sabori. We have to ensure that our tendencies do not cause us to forget the Creator. Gasus haruach goiva halev hihi shicha sabori. To summarize, arrogance is forgetting of the Creator. Elsewhere, in the second volume, in fact, the author defines arrogance as a lack of a person's not prepared to acknowledge his createdness. Hashem will get there. In that sugya of arrogance in Seita, we learn this idea of Yesod Eish in its various facets. And we can also deduce from the negative the positive. Kitzad nir'e adam bli gasus ruach. What does a person look like when he's lacking arrogance? What does that person appear to be? Ach hanikuda ha'ikaris shetisvasef bazehi. The main point we want to add here is shenir'e kitzad ha'yachas el haborei mashlim es kol arba'as yesodos ha'nefesh. What we want to see here in our context is how one's relationship to the Creator completes and integrates all these four yesodos we've spoken about, the Afar, the Maim, the Ruach. That this last one, this last ikar, places each of the other yesodos in its right place and fills it up with content. When it comes to practical guidance, we have to forsake the path we've taken thus far. When it came to practical work that impinged on the three previous yesodos, we try to find some path, how to repair that, how to improve. We try to find some psychological foundation, without which one cannot even begin to repair. That was then. There's something fundamentally different about arrogance, and he explains what it is now. Kol Adam, every human being, mitzad mashu Adam, as a human being, yeah, qua Homo sapiens, hamargish bechochosav yeshusoy, the person who senses his abilities and his being, the very sensation of being, hinei baal gava. That is by definition already a baal gava. Im loy b'muvan agas, not in the crude sense, not in the coarse sense of arrogance, but hari bifnimi yusohu natol arich atzmoy. Again, by being a human being, inside there's already that tendency. It's built in to value oneself and to admire oneself. Or at the very least, a tendency not to negate oneself, not to submit oneself to anything else. The problem is this, avodas Hashem, in general, ubifrat avodas tefillah, but especially the avodas tefillah, he is batlus to me, this is bifnei Hashem. The content of it is batlus, is to find how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how to make his agenda our agenda. It's a constant is but loose. The amevin yodea, those who are perceptive know, ki gam bishmiras mitzvois v'alachos bedikduk, not only tefillah, but also in observance of mitzvois bedikduk, to do it punctiliously, not just superficially, yeshba is but loose midis bifnei Ratzon Hashem. That also includes a constant is but loose in front of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do it in a particular, a precise way as he wishes. So there's this clash. Veloy zoi bilvad, not only that, Adam hachai b'torah musar, the person who lives in his Torah and musar, yodeh umagish, knows and senses, ki al kol ma'ala shu masig, with every step that we attain, every success that we have, yoyser v'yoseu chayav likana, more and more he must become an instrument of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamash b'oysah midah shema'ala soy merumem esoyser, literally, to the same extent that his new achievement, new accomplishment has uplifted him, he must take a step into greater humility. Here's a beautiful illustration of this idea. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Hei Halacha Yud. Keri'ah Ketzad, he's speaking about the concept of bowing in the Amidah. So a regular person, Hamispalel Korea Chamesh Kiyos Bechol Tefillah U'Tefillah, an ordinary person bows five times, Bivracha Rishonah B'Tchilah V'Sof, in a voice, at the beginning of it, at the end of it. Uvhidaya b'tchela v'seif, in moedim, beginning, end. B'me devarim amurim behediot. That's true for an ordinary person. Aval kohen gadoil kuirea bischilas kol bracha v'sof kol bracha. The kohen gadol has to bow at the beginning of every bracha and at the end of every bracha. V'hamelech, who's even greater, keivan sheshacha b'rishana, once he bows down at the beginning of the Amidah, eino magbir reshia chegomeh kol tefilaseh. He doesn't lift his head until he ends the Amidah. He stays bound throughout the entire experience. The Rashi, Bevrachos Daf Lamed Daled, we just read the Rambam, but Rashi explaining this Gemara, Shesham Mekoh Halacha Zeh, the Rambam took it from this Gemara in Brachos, Meva'er, Rashi explains, Kol Mashu Gadol B'Yoser Tzech Lachnia U'Lashpil Atzmoy. The greater the person, the greater the requirement of humility. Zeu klal gadol b'Yisrael. This is a fundamental matter for the Jewish people. The pasuk says, "Loi merubechem chashak Hashem b'chem." It's not because you're numerous that Hashem has desired you. Ki atem hameat mikol amim. You are a puny nation. That's the pasuk. Darash Rabbi Eliezer b'nei Shlach Rabbi Yosei Haglili. May dechsiv loi merubechem? What is the meaning of this? That Hashem likes the Jewish people, but not because we are numerous. Omar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, chayshek ani b'chem. I yearn for you. שאפילו בשעה שאני משפיע לכם גדולה, even when I bestow greatness upon you, אתם ממעטים עצמכם לפניי. You humble yourselves before me. נוסעתי גדולה לאברהם, I gave greatness to Abraham, אומר לפניי, ואנוכי עפר ואפר. When Abraham davens for Sidoim, he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please do not be angry, I am but dust and ashes. למוישה ואהרן, I gave greatness to Moshe and Aaron. אמרו, ונחנו מה? Who are we? What are we? לדוד, I gave greatness to דוד המלך, אומר, ואנוכי תלעס ולא איש. I am a worm. אבל עבדי אלילים אינן כן. It doesn't happen so with the other nations of the world. נוסעתי גדולה לנמרויד. I made him a very powerful king. אומר, הווה, that should be נבנה לנו עיר. I think there's a word missing there. Let us build a city. הווה נבנה לנו עיר. He wanted to build a city that would challenge the power of Hashem. לפרעוי, I gave greatness to Pharaoh. אומר, מי השם אשר ישמע בקולו? Who is this God of yours? לסנחריב, the king of Assyria. אומר, מי בכל אלוהי הארצי? זה פסוק. Who among all the gods is as powerful as I? לנבוכדנצר, I gave greatness to נבוכדנצר of בבל. אומר, אעלה על במוסי אב, I will climb the heavens, I will sit atop the clouds. לחירם, מלך צויר. I gave greatness to חירם, the contemporary of שלמה מלך, the king of Tyre. אומר, מוישה ולהקים ישבתי, I sat on the seat of God, etc. זהו סידם של גדלי ישראל. This is the greatness of the lesser. שיודעים כי כל מעלה מחייבס הספטלוס. They know that every achievement and every level obligates, it comes together with a concomitant step in humility. ובזה נהיה אדם, and through that the individual, והכלל ישראל כולו, and all of Israel, כלי לברכה ורוגמס. That makes the person and the nation a fitting utensil for even greater brachos and exaltedness. That's the introduction, and that's why the Avodah here is different to what we said before. It's fundamentally different to Afar and Maim and Ruach for the reason we just explained. This is the introduction to that sugya, which, as I mentioned before, is really the main sugya that deals with arrogance. Let's just begin. Kol adam sheyesh bo gasus haruach ra'oi legada'oi ke'ashira. Say Chazal, a person with arrogance is worthy of being chopped down like an ashira. And of course, remember that when Chazal make these statements, that there's a particular choice here of metaphor, whatever it is, that they chose these words carefully. Davka ra'oi legada'oi ke'ashira. הרמב"ן כוסב בגרתו אל בנוי. הרמב"ן, in his famous Igeris, writes to his son, כל המזגועה מוירד במלכות שמיים, anyone who is arrogant is rebelling against Hashem's kingdom, ומספאר בלבוש המלך. What he's doing is taking the garb of the king. That in itself is a rebellion. To wear the clothes of the cloak of the king is already a rebellion. שנאמר, the Pasuk says, it's שיר של יום for Friday, השם מולך גאוס לובש. השם garbs himself in גאווה because it's appropriate for him. Anyone who's מזגועה takes that for himself. It's as if he's appropriating to himself the king's cloak or scepter. רק לבורא שייך לזגועה. It's only שייך for the creator to be גאה. וגאוסה דילה, he says Onklos, תגום לשורס הים. It's his. It's appropriate for him. Nivra ein echol yizgois. A created being cannot be. Ge'e sheri kol ma sheyesh lo hu kibel. What he has, he received. His intelligence, his sense of humor, or whatever ma'alis that people know that they have and it makes them arrogance, whatever it is. He's a deal maker. He's this and that and the other. He received it. It's tools that Hashem gave him. Elo me'atzmoy klum. Nothing came from himself. ודווקא זהו החטא היולי של אדם. דווקא, that's the primordial hate of a person. שרוצה לשכח נבראו. A person wants to forget that he's creating. As I said a few moments ago, elsewhere the author says that's a definition of arrogance, that a person wants to forget or to repress the knowledge that he's created. ברגע שאדם שכח נבראו, when a person forgets his createdness, אם על ידי הרגשה הישראל, whether that comes through a mere sense of my being, as we said before, the I exist, whether through that, אם על ידי הרחס מעשיו, or through an admiration for his accomplishments, Whatever it is. Boy Borega who asats molelil. What he's done is transform himself into an idol. He's rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's proposing that there's an independent force in the universe. He's independent because he's not created. And Mamela, that notion of any force independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is idolatry. Lachen, therefore, say Chazal, ra'ui legadoi ke asherah. He is deserving of being cut down like an asherah, which is a tree planted for the purpose of idol worship. Hu shosal eitz chayav aliyad mizbach Hashem. As we know, of course, there's a prohibition to plant trees next to the mizbach. Particular loisa say in the Torah, one's not permitted, I think it's Parashas Shiftim, not to plant trees by the mizbach. So what this person's done is to plant his own eitz chayim. Davka by the mizbach. V'asa atzmoi le'avoida zarah. The footnote is worthwhile. Regilim anu li'is'oinen. We so often complain. We complain that we're so preoccupied that we just can't concentrate. It's so difficult to clear one's mind of all those things. It's a constant refrain. Nasim Lev Hitev, says the author, with brutal honesty over here, let's pay attention well. What sort of thoughts distract us when we daven? And why? You know why? They distract us because we're not prepared to negate them before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they're important. That meeting is just, it's more important than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's indication. I'm independent. You know, if I don't take care of this meeting, that's it. The universe will cease to exist. It stands regardless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're speaking about. Had the person been truly humble before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would be able to push away all of those distracting thoughts because we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, and that's more important than this meeting. And therefore, Mimele, I could concentrate properly. Back to the text. Hayotzemize, again, the definition that emerges is Kigasus Haruach Hishichas Nevaus. Essentially, arrogance is to suppress and repress the knowledge that one is created. Ach v'rak ma'amin b'choychol elius gesuch. Only a ma'amin can achieve, at least in theory, but only such a person can achieve a lack of arrogance. Koyfer muchach elius gesuch. By definition, one who denies Hashem is arrogant. She'enu makir bini va'usei does not recognize and acknowledge his createdness. Ovdei elilim mefachadim behagiyem lerum amala. This is a fascinating psychological point that idolaters, and again, not only in the crude sense, in a very, very sophisticated sense, but they are afraid when they reach a high level, you know, when you get to stages of paranoia, that type of thing. Ve'emunat feila biyad hagoyral hanokemes madricha menuchosam. They're constantly worried by the hand of fate, what will happen. What will happen to this, to that, the other, their own personal safety or the safety of their fortunes or whatever it is. You see it extremely in extreme cases with dictators. They're just paralyzed by paranoia. Ki hanivra eino shaket b'gasuzuhoi. A created being cannot be calm and tranquil in his arrogance. Aval rak ha-ma'amin yigal mina. Only a ma'amin can ultimately be redeemed from these fears. Adkan.